You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Are you not supposed to tell us if you won or not? Is it like, is it a secret?
I know. I kind of, I didn't win.
Okay.
It's okay. But you can still watch because maybe people want to watch, so I lose.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. So I've never seen an episode of The Office.
Yeah, you mentioned that the other day. That's weird to me.
I've never seen an episode of Around the Horn.
I get that.
It's on while you're on.
Oh, yeah. It's on while you're on.
I've actually never seen I see it on the screen and I see Tony Rally. I see you guys in your boxes and stuff, but I've never
How long ago?
A lot. It's not just at that point. It reruns. It does frequently.
Yeah.
It's one of those shows that it's always in the background somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like people, like wherever you go, it's kind of always in the background.
PTI.
The truth is, Tony Reale is the show. Like that's the, he's the charming, charismatic host who like seems like it's about us, but it really is about him. Like I just did the show with him and I'm like, man, you really made something out of nothing today. That was awesome, Tone. Like,
nice.
I didn't even do something. Well, like, I had a take, and I they were like, who do you got in the World Series? Like, what do we... A lot of the questions are,
who
you got?
And then they put, like, a big X over your face, or somebody hits a buzzer, smoke,
you used a bad word. Like, oh, what did I say? I don't even remember.
It's like,
you know,
a shoot, and they drop you down out of the square.
It's like Running Man.
It's like Running Man.
It's like, you know, sometimes the people talking are really interesting, but most of the time it's just Tony making the show great.
Yeah, that's great.
He's the best.
How competitive do you get with it? Because you can
not
at all.
By the way, that's the best game.
It's like me with Game of Games.
Yeah.
But when they start adding and subtracting points, right? You can see sometimes, maybe not you, but your colleagues.
The truth is, there are a couple people who
who's most competitive?
Sarah Spain.
Oh, it's really, Sarah Spain?
Yeah. And the Woody Page, too. Woody Page, like, trash talks.
Woody seems like he gets mad when it doesn't go his way.
He's like, why are you taking points from me? And I'm like, okay.
Okay, so if they're that competitive, does Sarah Spain win a lot because she's that competitive?
Yeah, she does, because I think... So sometimes Tony messes with her.
Yeah.
Like, she totally should win, but he'll make her lose just to see her get mad.
I like that.
Nice.
Yeah, he's like you.
Just trolling her.
Yeah, but then sometimes it's also, like, not worth it. Like, oh, man, I'm going to piss Sarah off now, like, and make her lose, right? Like, it's sort of a... You got to be careful with that kind of stuff, right? So...
By the way, the Charles Barkley donut story... isn't as disgusting as you think.
But you can do that much sweet. Yeah. I could do much more savory than sweet.
So here's what we have. I've got three words for you. Donuts for dinner. This has happened before.
That's going to be your shirt.
So we're only going to have donuts tonight. We're going to eat nothing else. So it won't be all that bad. We're not going to have a cheeseburger beforehand. We're not going to have a spice. We're just going to go with the donuts for dinner.
That's fine. I'm okay with the idea of having something sweet for dinner, like whatever it is.
Yeah.
But you're going to do donuts for dinner after you've done donuts for lunch and donuts for breakfast the same day?
He had 12. He had a box of donuts
all day
spread out through the day.
He
had 4 in the morning,
consumed donuts.
4 in the afternoon, and 4 for dinner.
I don't think I could do that.
I'm not a huge donut.
But I love donuts.
Well, donuts for dinner, fine.
Donuts are fantastic.
I've had ice cream for dinner. There's not a huge difference.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Same idea.
You're not a donut guy?
Not particularly.
Oh, God.
I like donuts.
Oh, donuts are so good.
But if I had a choice between a donut and a croissant, it's a croissant for me all day.
I'll take a donut.
Croissant?
Oh, yeah. A little almond, a little marzipan.
No, I don't need any of that.
Just
want straight butter.
Just straight up
buttery.
Flaky.
It's okay.
Not too dry. I want the kind of moist.
Well, sure, you want
fresh
it flaky and soft on the inside.
Soft, warm.
Trying to think what else I heard when I was coming in.
Which costume did you like better, mine or Slee's? Did you see that?
I've not seen these.
No. Okay,
so
we
got I actually asked the Mafia to come up with costumes.
Okay, so here's what we got. There's the Trav costume and the Sliwa costume.
Okay.
Here's Slee's first.
Okay.
Sliwa's costume includes an Eddie Jones jersey, an Eldon Campbell jersey.
Not as valuable.
Headband.
Yep.
Padres sweater and cap. Six Flags season pass. He went to Six Flags yesterday.
A little shooting exhibition.
Rook, his beautiful little puppy.
Yep.
Hot dog championship trophy. Sorry, Mace.
Damn.
The push-ups.
Yep.
I don't know what
I
that is.
I think the push-up is, there was a time Sedano and Cap were doing push-ups and then they said, hey, can you just do push-ups? And it was just in the middle of nowhere.
Mason can do push-ups. I've seen you.
Yeah, I can do push-ups. I can do straight up push-ups. Yeah,
Trav can do 45 right now if you ask him to.
I couldn't do four or five. Never mind 45. Slate,
how many do you think you can do right now?
I couldn't, Ramon.
Really?
25.
You could do 25 push-ups? Yeah. That's pretty good.
I couldn't. Not even close. Peppermint Hippo membership.
Oh, yeah.
Raiders chain. La Paz hat. And his love for college football. The costume, you know, sometimes it says not like batteries not included.
Yes.
The Sliwa not included items are an Ask Slee shirt.
Yep.
Woj's autograph, a fanny pack, a Charger shirt, or a Mandy Award.
No Mandy Award, guys.
That is what's not included.
Mandy. Yeah, no Mandy Award.
You need Woj's autograph? Is that like a thing for you?
Woj's.
Yes. I'll answer for him. Yes.
You know, in our industry, you don't get, you try not to get starstruck.
Right. Oh, and
is that your guy?
Yes. I'm going to answer for him again. Yes.
I'm not kidding. A couple years ago, and this is, you know, you got athletes, you got players, amazing. One time walked into the media room. It's the first time I've ever seen Woj, and I'm like, that's freaking Woj. I got a little starstruck by Woj.
Really?
Did you talk to him? Hey, Mr. Woj, it's me, Slee.
I've talked to him before, but he has no idea that I'm like, that's Woj.
What?
So he doesn't.
Wait,
he
if I could get him to call you one day,
that'd be like, pretty. What amazing.
Would happen? Oh my God! Has he ever been on your show?
No, Woj is never.
But you just a dream guest.
You just said you've talked to him.
Yeah, I've talked to him.
Where
did he say anything back?
In the media room.
Yeah.
Did he say hi back?
Yeah, he was cool as hell. Yeah. It made it even more because it was like.
Were you awake?
Yeah, he's a really nice guy. Nope, it was.
I mean,
just a dream.
You know, I know him.
Oh, I know.
He and I like. I'm in the association.
Because you and him have bylines together
all the time.
I was just going to say, there are plenty of times it says Woj and Ramona.
Or Ramona and Woj.
And sometimes Ramona and Woj.
Ramona.
I'm just saying.
In fairness.
Ramona, and then in parentheses, Woj.
Yeah.
I may have a voicemail or two.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Slee would like to be alone to listen to those.
A voicemail from Woj.
Let's see.
A live cameo.
Woj, wow. No voicemail from Woj.
Is Woj on cameo? Oh, that'd be awesome to send Sliwa a Woj cameo.
I'm going to make something happen for you here.
Yeah. If Woj was going to be left a voicemail,
do you want to see text messages from Woj? Would that do something for you?
Let's take a look.
Don't read them out loud.
Don't read them out loud. Oh my God, text messages.
Don't read them out loud. God.
Maybe a trip to Six Flags.
Yeah.
They can get like the matching shirts. I'm with him and I'm with him.
It's a long conversation too.
So Travis, what's your Halloween?
My costume includes a double animal style with chopped chilies, fries well done, and a pink lemonade.
Nice.
Beer to chug.
Right.
Martinis.
Just food for you.
So no, it's literally food and alcohol.
Which,
it fits.
It does fit. Fernando Mania, which I watch on the loop when I have nothing better.
It's on all the time.
Because it's terrific.
And the 88 Dodgers documentary, which goes nonstop.
Which one? The NLCS or the World Series?
Oh, wow.
The NLCS one is my personal
That's
favorite.
That's your personal,
The Gibson home run is great, don't get me wrong. But
right.
The Socha homer off Gooden, are you kidding me?
No, it's good.
Who saw that?
Mace, good one, yeah.
Mace, it's on all the time, you're right. But he's the one that watches every single one. Like
I do.
Something new's coming. He just watched the same one over and over again.
Yeah, see, they're on nonstop.
Every time nonstop. Gibson catches that ball in right field falling down, I'm like, I don't think he's going to get there.
Every time
he got it.
Every time I turn on that show, it's like a panel of Lasorda and
Hershiser and Hatcher.
And it's on all the time.
Once in a while, don't sleep on a Ron Say appearance. Yeah. Ron Say will slide in there every once in a while.
Back about, 8-9 years ago, I went in and I did part of those things for Spectrum with the Lakers.
Yeah, I've done that too.
You know, those ones where you're the top 10
list. Talking head thing,
and
top 10 Shaq.
I'll look up every once in a while. It'll be like, after a Laker game and the TV's still on or something and it's still playing. And I'm like, how long ago did I do this top 10 list?
I see you guys on there.
Yeah.
I see the Cam brothers on there.
Yeah.
I see Beto. I see Coach Dave Miller on there. You just see these.
Roger Lodge.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, I did one for E! Entertainment.
Yeah.
And it was biggest sports crimes. Okay.
Oh.
So it was stuff like.
Astros, we're done here.
Right. No, stuff like that. And I see myself on there, and people will say once in a while, hey, I saw you on E. What are you doing for E now? I'm like, well, I did that like 20 years ago. I don't know how they're still airing it.
What was the biggest sports crime?
It was. It's dark. It's a really dark. It was.
Oh, so we're talking like OJ stuff.
It was like Ray Carruth.
Oh, it was like serious.
Yeah, really serious. Uplifting programming.
Oh yeah, I would skip.
It was
that
fun
one.
To do.
Fernando Mania, Gaucho jersey, North American cut suit. I do have an Astley shirt included in my pack.
Nice.
Rams polo, endless appetite, and 90210 extensive knowledge.
There you go.
So
I
that's
like it.
Wait, mine, is this something that I don't know about you?
What's that?
90210 extensive knowledge.
Oh, him and John.
What do you want to talk about?
You and me have
about?
Way more
oh,
of a
yeah.
basis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You guys
I
good.
Already liked you, but now
thank you.
We're like in a different...
Hey, head down
different...
to the peach pit and cut it up a little bit.
Nat passed recently. I'm
oh,
sure,
did he?
I'm,
that's, that's
did you know that, Ramona?
I did.
The Joey Tata.
Joey Tata.
R.I.P. I don't know if it's Tata or Tata.
I don't
know. But he's
he was a good character.
Hell fellow on that.
Your favorite 90210 character was... Don't say Brandon.
No, I was not going to say that. I think Donna.
Donna.
I like Donna.
Upset.
I think she had a lot more to her than they wrote for her. And then in the remake
Which
of
one,
it,
who
like,
played Donna?
Tori Spelling.
Tori Spelling.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I
think
I
she
love
had
Donna.
A lot of depth.
She was such a dummy.
But they wrote her like that. But then when you saw in the remake, like she really had a lot going on.
Here's what I love about that is there's a story.
Jenny Garth. I would say Jenny Garth probably.
There's
Kelly
a story,
Taylor.
That, Kelly Taylor, yeah.
story that
yeah.
goes around that Tori Spelling claims that she went in for an interview
yes.
without anybody knowing she was Tori Spelling.
Because her father was the EP.
And Aaron Spelling did the show. And somehow she booked it. And the casting director, I had no idea that was the executive
what
producer's
a
daughter.
Remarkable stroke
oh,
of
is that incredible?
Sure.
Just nailed it.
I think it's Kelly, right?
Kelly's not bad. I kind of go, so I try to stay away from the main four or five people on the show.
Yeah, yeah, you like Andrea?
I like Claire Arnold.
I don't
Arnold.
Like Andrea.
Ooh, Claire.
I'm a huge Claire Arnold fan because
yeah, he's brought that up a lot.
She's very intelligent. Mm-hmm. She's a little sassy.
Yeah.
She'll get into some trouble, but not too much.
Yeah.
I'm a big Claire Arnold person.
Yeah, I mean, like, I kind of like my initial answer is different because of the remake. Because like I liked who
I tried.
Steve became.
The remake was terrible though.
I loved it.
It was like
Claire
were,
wasn't in it.
They were
it
there
so,
real participants.
It was so meta.
Is this the remake where they played themselves going to a convention for not? Yeah.
And they were doing the remake about the remake. Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah, that the remake did not work for me.
Also, like Shannon Doherty got weird.
Did you go all the way to the end of the series? Did you get to when like there were fashion designers and newspaper editors?
Yeah.
Oh, so you were big into it.
Oh, like literally. This is so embarrassing. when I got to college, like nobody really had cable in our dorms. Like that wasn't a thing. They were like, oh, we're going to party. We're going to drink. I was like, no, I need my TV and I need to watch Beverly Hills 90210. And that was back when you had to record things.
Oh, sure.
So like I would actually.
On a VHS tape.
Yeah. It was on Thursday nights.
Yeah.
And at UC Santa Barbara on Thursday nights, that was the biggest night to go out. That was the night.
Thursday night was all when I was at Bowling Green.
Sure.
Thursday night, to go out, start the weekend.
Thursday night is the night.
Yep.
And I believe 90210 would come on at 8, followed by Melrose Place, which I wasn't nearly as into.
But I was into both.
We had a group. these are 21-year-old young men.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
That are sitting around watching this soap opera and are super into it. And we would not start our Thursday night
until
after
finished watching 90210.
Like, I used to tape it and I would watch it all. My roommate and I, we were really into it. And then
picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin. And the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
like everybody else was like, "What are you guys doing there?" Like, we're watching Beverly Hills 90210.
Do you ever catch it on reruns?
A little bit, but I mean, like, if I hear the song, I perk up a little bit.
What is it on?
Pluto. I believe. I believe it streams on Pluto.
Pluto.
I think so.
That's the best deal they could get.
It well,
it's like the Live Tour.
I believe.
No, they're not even on Pluto.
No, they're not. I think it's streaming. It's streaming only
to stream it along the way.
I got my own YouTube channel. Yeah.
There was a very sobering moment. Yeah! There it is. So if I did this, you would know what I'm talking about when he lowers his glasses. But no, you
is
watch.
Is he excited I get?
Yes, I can.
You flip it on
I did
now.
Watch the show, but
I'm older.
It's not religion for me.
By a mile than the parents on that show. Like when you watch, you identify with the teenagers.
Yeah.
You are now.
Do you know I took a writing class with the dad?
Significantly older than James Eckhouse.
I met him in real life.
Okay.
IRL.
And? Come on.
He was a good writer.
I went to a play starring James Eckhouse.
No. Yeah, he was serious.
And Jenny Garth was there.
Oh.
And see, Juan, like, who is a much more like you guys on 90210.
Big dork.
Yeah. He was Jenny. I'm in the same audience as Jenny Garth.
I could not watch a play
with James
Eckhouse.
I think you have a lot
Eckhouse.
More people than you think with you.
James Eckhouse is he's Mr.
So,
Walsh.
Yeah.
Here's a question. I want to know how far down this rabbit hole you go.
Far.
Melrose Place, yes or no?
Middle.
The OC?
Got off to a great start.
Yeah, it got weird at the
and
end.
And it got terrible.
Yeah, it got
fast.
Weird at the end. But you went down a few. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like Lisa if you play that song, the California song.
California.
Yeah. Like if I just know it, okay. Okay.
Stand by your phone. I have many texts that I need to send you. And none of them have anything to do with Woj, I promise.
No Woj.
Mason and Ireland coming up next. Go Rams.
Go
we'll
Rams.
See you on Monday.
Friday, F it Friday, growl.
It Friday.
There you go.
Let's do growl again. I'm in the mood.
Big old sucking sound.
I'm finally in a good mood.
Where'd big old sucking sound come from?
Excuse me?
That's my Ross Perot impression.
Oh.
Our tremendous sucking sound. All our jobs going to Mexico.
Hey, Ross Perot.
NAFTA,
exactly. So that's a weird way to start the show. Yeah. Today is anything goes. Today's
it's
anything
always
goes.
A weird way to start the show,
Ross Perot impression.
Yeah. I mean, we're on the same page, my man.
It's very contemporary. It's very now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Momo, here's the deal on Fridays. Have you been here for a Friday before?
Several times. Okay. My favorite day of the week.
So here's the thing. We make this really long prep sheet. Yeah. It's like a shared Google Doc. You guys, if you're you know, work in an office, you know what I'm talking about. So what we do is we go through every single...
All right, hold on. It's an
F it
Friday.
F it Friday. What do we got?
I got a surprise.
Oh, my gosh.
A grand for everybody.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Freaking
yes. Oh, it looks so healthy. Don't you want to just lick
the sauce?
Thank
you, Jorge. Yeah.
Smells
good. God, that is...
Smells good.
Thank you.
Smells good.
You want half of mine? And Jorge, do you want the other half? Oh, the McRib. So we do this sheet, and we're going to go through every single thing on the sheet. And we're going to do it in order, and we're going to use this a lot. And we're going to jump around. All right, so just a couple of things right off the top. As Chris Morales mentioned there, Sunday we've got Rams versus Niners at SoFi. Excited to get back and see the
get
Rams.
Right game.
Sean McVay was very, very didn't you think Sean was much more like enthusiastic than normal?
Oh, yeah, he absolutely was.
Oh,
He was very, very positive.
He needs a challenge. He needs a challenge.
And then
hey, I love it. Don't tempt me with a good time.
On Sunday, LAFC versus Austin FC Western Conference final match at Bank of California Stadium. Tune into the game Sunday on 11:10 a.m. in the ESPN LA app. Number one versus number two. Winner goes to the MLS Cup final. So make sure we keep that. Also, if you're a Lakers fan, you're a Lakers fan if you're listening. The word is that Russell Westbrook is probable and will come off the bench tonight. They're playing at Minnesota, and Anthony Davis listed as questionable with lower back stuff? Do you know any?
It's been bothering him since the preseason. Like I every time I've seen him, you can tell he's got ice on it and he's dealing with it. So, yeah, lingering, not great.
Okay, we'll find out. We'll find out. And, of course, at 3:30 today, we're off a little bit earlier. Sliwa and Michael Thompson will help get you ready for the game, and they'll have all kinds of extra information. So this is something terrible that has happened.
What?
My universal remote doesn't work anymore. I used to have a remote that would operate both streaming and cable and the TV and all that stuff.
I know what
stuff.
You're talking about. And now, the Apple TV and all that.
Now I've got two remotes now.
Okay.
It's such the volume's over here, but you turn it on there and they change the channel here and you go to Netflix there and it's just a mess.
I get it. I am with you. I have
is
had
everybody
this...
in that boat?
What
yes.
happened?
Something what happened? Is the, you know what? It's gremlins.
You think so?
Yeah,
Mercury and retrograde.
Yeah,
I
have the Apple TV remote. I have a universal remote. Sometimes the universal remote works. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes I have to talk to the Apple TV and reset it. Today, do you know what happened to me yesterday? I'm driving home.
What?
My car radio won't turn on, and there's nothing wrong with my car. There's just some button that got pushed.
So you can't listen.
No,
to
I had to listen
anything.
On the app on my phone.
Oh wow.
But I was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
It really throws me when stuff doesn't work.
Yeah, yeah.
That's supposed to work and it doesn't work. And my only move is to turn it off and turn it on again.
Well, when I go out to my mom and not stepdad Leo's house, I think they've got five remotes. It's like the Netflix is here and the volume's there and the TV's there and the cable's there. And they're arguing about, I want the volume remote and I want the streaming remote. And all that. Do you guys have multiple remotes?
No, I got one remote.
I got one.
One that works everything.
Yeah, it's my Apple TV remote, and it does everything. It has it changes the volume.
Is one of you guys available to come over?
I don't understand what happened.
It was working fine. All of a
sudden,
it quit working.
Hey, what if you change the batteries?
No, it's more than that.
Is it an Apple TV?
We've tried that.
What kind of remote is it? Apple TV?
Yeah.
Is it a different device?
I've got a TV remote for the TV, and I've got an Apple TV remote for the Apple TV.
Is it
TV.
This one?
Yeah, it's like that. No, it's not like that. That's
you got to use
I need.
The input. You hit the button that says input, and
all
then
right.
you know what? My two go-to moves: change the batteries and unplug it and replug it back.
The other
in.
Good go-to move: reboot.
Reboot.
Always reboot.
Reboot.
Always reboot.
I do that with my phone all the time.
So I noticed that Dave McMenamin, our friend who covers the Lakers, turned 40 this week.
Did he?
Yeah. Now, for you, happy birthday, Dave. Was 40 a scary birthday for you?
No. It's the ones that have come after. 40, I still felt like I was okay.
Right.
And I also did something awesome for my 40th birthday.
What'd you do?
I went to go see Queen with Adam Lambert as the front man.
Oh, nice.
At the Forum.
Cool.
And I went with a bunch of my girlfriends and I drank way too much and it was so much fun. And then I went to the Ojai Valley Spa for a night.
Oh, the Ojai Valley Inn?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that place is crazy.
So good.
But unbelievably expensive.
It's like $12 for a Snickers bar.
Yeah.
No, probably $24.
That place is like a grand a night.
That place is, if you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Correct.
If you have to ask something what it costs. So I'll stay there for one night.
Yeah, that's about it.
I just can't even justify it in my head.
I can't
ridiculous.
Justify a hotel room, and this is the truth.
Yeah.
Ireland doesn't believe it, but we will not stay in a hotel room that costs $400 or over.
I get
if
that.
It starts with a four, we're like, nope.
Yeah, it's just the principle of the matter.
It's still just a room.
It's just a room.
It may be really, really nice, but it's still just a room.
Yeah.
And we're there to see all the other stuff and not necessarily to spend on the room. All right, so let's do this one. I had the hands down, without question, indubitably... Is that the
That's a word.
Word?
Yeah, you got it. I just wasn't sure you're going to be able to get it out.
Best hamburger I have ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
It was last week when I had time off, or earlier this week I had time off. There's a place in Palm Springs called Tyler's. And it's not operated by anybody named Tyler.
It
is a woman named Joanna. And they make the best burgers I have ever had. Where's the best burger? And by the way.
Well, tell me, describe this burger for me.
Okay,
is it thick?
Okay.
Is it,
it's okay, so it's, first of all, it's got all the ketchup, mustard, pickles, all that kind of stuff. Really, really fresh baked bun. really fresh.
Yeah, that's critical.
And the burger, I don't know how they do it, but they make it, I don't know, tell me if this makes sense, airy.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, it's the opposite of smashed burger.
Right.
It's just sort of loosely packed, and it is so friggin' delicious. So if you're out in Palm Springs, go out to Palm Springs, tell Joanna, you heard it here, best burger I've ever had.
Is it like super greasy?
Yeah.
Like cheesy, greasy, gooey.
Cheesy, yeah.
Grilled onions grilled or onions. Fresh onions?
I get grilled onions. Me too. You have an option, but I get the grilled onions.
I get the grilled onions.
Where's the best burger you got go to?
I there's a place in the valley I like. It's called Michael's Burger.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good, like just random hole in the wall kind of place.
Yeah.
I like the avocado bacon burger place over by you, over in the Palms area.
The counter?
No, it's like the
Father's office.
Somebody's the avocado burger. I don't know. It's like a.
And a burger I'll with find avocado.
It. I know the name. Yeah. It's like, I like.
I'm just doing the math.
I think it's burger literally called avocado. Like the Bob's Avocado Burger or something. Okay. Like, it's, all right. Look it up. It's right near Tito's. It's okay. Over there.
Oh, yeah. The
Do you
only
know
thing
I'm
better
about?
Than a Tito's taco is.
Two.
Yeah. So, Jorge, what about you? Best burger?
There's two places. The Sunset Room.
Okay.
And then Cappy's.
Is the Sunset Room where you guys had your parties where you didn't invite me to?
Yeah. Well, you were invited.
I was not invited to the post softball party.
Yeah, you were.
I wasn't either.
Yeah, no, Momo.
I mean, people.
Because you guys were on the opposite team. That's why.
Oh, yeah, got
that's
it.
That's because we won.
But anyway, exactly.
Okay, so the Sunset Room.
Also, I had to get home. I had like a
and then
very
there's another
baby.
Place by my old high school, Nogales Burgers.
Nogales
they
Burgers.
They have the best chili cheese fries there, too, man.
Excellent. Oh. No. Bergman?
There's a place called Jack's Burger. It's right on Riverside and Tahunga. It's just a little hole in the wall.
Yeah, kind those of are the best.
Yeah, those are the best.
Delicious.
Yeah. But Ty, oh, God, so good. So good. All right, what's next? Global Champagne Day. Now, champagne, I gave up drinking after the Clareman's Galley disaster.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
And I heard we're going back there to do a show. But champagne for me is one of the things that gets me drunker and more in trouble than any
me
other
too.
Alcohol.
I always feel worse after champagne than any other thing that I could drink.
Yeah.
There's something in it. It's maybe it's the bubbles.
It's the bubbles, I think. Yeah.
And the sugar.
Yeah.
It's like supercharged.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is. It is. So happy champagne day. All right. Coming up next for you. Let's do this. The World Series starts tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Bill Ryder's going to join us. That's right. Bill Ryder from CBS Sports. Then after that, the World Series starts tonight. I've got this. We were texting about I got this plan.
Yeah.
I got this World Series plan. So we're going to do that coming up right after Bill Ryder from CBS, Mason in Ireland. It's officially
It Friday
on 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about my friend Jacob Imrani. So this weekend, probably got big plans, up driving, meet friends, or headed down to San Diego, out to the desert, whatever it is, and bam, another car hits you. You're angry, you're frustrated, you ache a little bit. What should you do? You got to call my friend Jacob. Put this number in your phone. Seriously, do it right now. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Nobody plans on being in an accident, but when it happens, you want to call Jacob immediately. Jacob and his team are available 24/7. Yep, even if you're up late. If your accident happens at 2 in the morning, call Jacob from the scene. For more than 25 years, Jacob has handled all kinds of injuries and accidents. Car, truck, motorcycle, rideshare, scooter, pedestrian, you name it, he's done them all.
So before heading out this weekend, put Jacob's number in your phone. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, so it is officially just not any day. It Friday.
That's right.
And we got Lakers basketball coming up for you a little bit later on. Lakers at Minnesota tonight. Russell Westbrook will be available and will come in off the bench. Anthony Davis is questionable with a back injury. Somebody who wrote a really good piece about the Lakers yesterday is joining us right now. It is Bill Ryder from CBS. Bill, how are you, man?
I'm good now, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. So yesterday we were very mournful. The sky was falling. I saw your headline. It was I forget what your headline was. It was really, really, it was dark.
For LeBron James's Lakers, there is no Hollywood ending in sight for this horror show.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good headline.
Did you write the headline?
No, but I did, like, the guy that wrote it, who's my boss, sent it to me, and I did recognize it was probably better than the column, so I gave him the, you know, the thumbs-up emoji.
There
Shout
you
out
go.
To Otto.
So where are we right now on this Lakers team? I mean, obviously, the shooting is an issue, the Westbrook thing is an issue. Where are you on it all?
So I think it's dire. I mean, look, this isn't breaking news. This Lakers team is bad, and most people you talked around the NBA thought they would be bad and think they will be bad. I think the really disconcerting thing, if you're a Lakers fan, is that normally the trade-off is you have LeBron, your team's outstanding, he leaves, and a year or two or three or four are pretty awful. And I think that's where the Lakers are. They're going to be bad with LeBron, and they're going to be worse without LeBron. They're going to be bereft of young talent. There's a cultural reset that always has to happen with LeBron. Rarely do GMs and head coaches survive. Now, maybe it's different with the head coach. I think, guys, Lakers fans should prepare for two or three or four years of losing basketball.
Oh, God, man. It's Friday. Is there, you really dropping that on?
I mean, I could lie to you. I could, close my eyes and pretend AD is going to get healthy and hope LeBron doesn't have the, what do Winters call it? The institutional, organizational fatigue that sets in. But I don't buy this team. I don't buy AD as a number one. I know you guys are the home of the Lakers. I'm not a huge believer in Rob Pelinka as a long-term GM, I think. I don't think it's super positive.
So, Bill, the bigger question to me is how LeBron reacts to this situation. Because usually he's out of there by the time it gets bad, right? I mean, and we've already seen the passive-aggressive tweet the other or Instagram post the other day. And how long are they going to take you for granted?
Keep going, kid.
I do like the keep going, kid.
Keep going, kid.
I like that phrase. I said that to myself the other day.
Yeah.
Like, how does he react to this? He's living in it now.
Hi, Ramona. Ramona, one of my favorite writers in the country. Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, the sample size is small, so my view is based on sort of limited moments, but includes a season where I covered the guy. Even when he's been at the height of his powers, and he's amazing. He's not a top one player in the game. He's incredible. But even at the height of his powers, those rare moments when things went really badly, and for me covering the Heat and in that series against the Mavericks in the finals, again, small sample size, but it mattered. He shuts down. The weight that he carries in a locker room, and Ramona, you've been around him, the force he has on a team, it can be as negative when things go badly as positive when things go well. I don't know, but I don't think it's necessarily going to go the way that Lakers fans want. He does have a tendency, for lack of a better term, to publicly and privately pout. And his impact on a room, on the oxygen in a room, the oxygen in a locker room, on a team is absolute in ways good and bad. And I think the passive-aggressive social media stuff, the way it's going, the clear disconnect between him and Russell Westbrook, I don't think it bodes well for LeBron James carrying this team the way people expect him to.
Bill Ryder's with us from CBS, Mason and Ireland Show, 710 ESPN. Momo is in for John. So we talked about this a lot yesterday. They do have assets, right? They've got the 2027 first round pick, the 2029 first round pick. The idea would be, can you incentivize a team to take Russell Westbrook if you include those picks? Now, part of me says, well, I don't think there's a trade out there that is going to make us a championship contender. So you might as well just sit pat with Russ eat the $47 million, and then use that next year, that cap space, to improve the roster through free agency. But do you think there's a deal out there that, that the Lakers can make using Westbrook and those picks to get this team better?
So obviously I come at this from a much more pessimistic perspective than maybe some other folks do. But the short answer is no, I don't. And the long answer is, and a GM told this to me the other day, and I know that GMs can be petty about other organizations, especially LeBron James organizations, but what he said to me was the Lakers might have the worst roster in the NBA 3-15, and even if that's hyperbole, and if you go through the rosters, it may not be, if that's even remotely true, if it's a bottom 10 roster, and you can't rely on Anthony Davis to be healthy, and by the way, you just can't. I mean, hopefully he will be consistently, but that's not been his track record. I don't see what you could bring in if Russell Westbrook could fetch a reasonable return, but there's not anything reasonably helpful I don't think you're going to get in return. Let's say that you had Miles Turner and Buddy Hield on this team. I'm not even sure then. I mean, they're better, but I don't think they're a contender. So I think probably, I know this is hard to do with the sands falling through the hourglass of LeBron's career, I think probably you wait it out. You use that money wisely. It has to be spent wisely and has to be used in a way that's more effective than what happened in the last recalibration where Westbrook came in. And you just hope that Pelinka in the front office and whatever they can get is more effective and produces better results next year.
Bill, when you covered him in Miami, I remember hanging out with you that last year when the Heatles were together, and there was this feeling like, this was the end. Dwayne Wade was kind of getting old. Chris Bosh was not his same effectiveness. The rest of the team was aging or not quite. They weren't delivering and the team was getting very expensive. But they probably had one more run in them if they wanted to. But generally speaking, LeBron leaves before it's time to leave. What's your level of certainty that he stays throughout this next couple of years?
It's such a great question. 5 years ago, would have been absolute. You're right, Ramona. That he leaves, and the trade-off's worth it. By the way, I think it's probably worth me saying the obvious, which is the Lakers won a championship. I don't think there's such a thing as an asterisk championship bubble or not. It's all been worth it, I think. Right? I mean, I guess Lakers fans have higher expectations, but they got a championship. But you're right. LeBron is very practical and very cutthroat and very ambitious and very smart about the game, and he tends to leave when hope is exhausted, and he, I think, contributes to that in terms of the culture and just, right, young guys are sent away, assets are sent away, let's win now. All of that said, everyone I talk to that's close to the guy, and sometimes they're full of it, maintain he loves living here, right? I think that's a real thing. He obviously wants to wait on his son to get into the NBA. He's going to pass the record, break the record in a Lakers uniform. I know it's this year, but that's going to be meaningful. So I think there's a better chance than before that he'll stick around and he'll try to see it through. But LeBron's always been unpredictable, and it wouldn't shock me if he gets to a point where he believes they can't win anymore. And I don't think he'll make that determination until Westbrook's gone, that he says, to hell with this, I want another championship somewhere else.
Any happy news at all, or is this like the baton death march here?
I think the Dodgers, just for a statistical anomaly, are going to be really good next
there
year. I don't have any good news for you. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I don't have any good news for you on the Lakers. Here's the thing, though. Here's what I could be wrong on, and this is a huge part of my perspective on this team. I've never thought, and I don't think, that Anthony Davis is good enough to be a number one, even if he's consistently healthy, which he never is, on a team. That's just my view. I think LeBron always lifts people up beyond their levels of ability, great players and mediocre players, and he's still great, but I'm not sure he can lift the way that he used to. So, no, I look at a Lakers team that's poorly constructed, doesn't have enough assets, doesn't have a number one who can take over when LeBron goes away. I don't think that's AD. I think the optimism is you're LA, and there's a history, and it's amazing to live here, and the reset will happen probably more quickly like it did in Miami than it did in Cleveland, but I don't think it's going to be really fun for the next. I think it's going to feel a lot like the post-Kobe years, like the last couple Kobe years and the years after that.
All right, Bill. Where can we see you, hear you, read you?
Sports writer, Twitter, CBSSports.com, CBS Sports HQ, a streaming sports network that like 11 people watch, but they're really cool, so join in. We're over there.
Okay. Hey, Bill, thanks, man. Thanks for being a ray of sunshine today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right. There's Bill Ryder from CBS. Just in, piece of breaking news. I always two things say breaking news.
Yeah.
That's what I want, yeah. So the San Francisco 49ers are reporting that Deebo Samuel is out for Sunday's game against the Rams with a hamstring injury.
No!
It's a good thing they got McCaffrey, though.
It's a shame.
More wild calf.
I like the red shirt today, Momo.
That was not for you.
That's for the Niners. It's not for me.
So, yeah, we'll talk about the game coming up. We got a bunch of stuff coming. Oh, so
that's kind of a downer.
Yeah, that is. So World Series strategy.
Yeah.
I've got a World Series strategy. Something that we can all agree on. And we'll spin the wheel of questions coming up next. Mason in Ireland's Momo in for John, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, is your vehicle due for service? Head into your neighborhood Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. For over 30 years, Valvoline has provided quick and convenient automotive maintenance services for people just like you. No dragging the kids to a dirty waiting room. At Valvoline, you stay in your car, safe, while the expert technicians make sure your ride is in peak performance. Oil changes, tire rotations, transmission care, and more. Just pull up, drive in, and drive out in about 15 minutes. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for location and game-winning coupons up your next. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
All right, here we go. And it lands on, weirdly, it lands on something that you brought up near the end of the show yesterday.
Crazy how that works.
It is weird.
Wow.
And it just... Wow. And it just...
Wow.
Wow. And it happened to come up on the wheel. I put it on the wheel. And
amazing.
Amazingly.
It's kind of like dreams. Like you watch a scary movie at night and it comes
down
into your dream.
Exactly. Yeah. It was exactly
that's
that.
How it goes.
So the question is, if you wrote an autobiography, what would the title be? If you wrote an autobiography, what would the title be? And by the way, you can chip in on this on Twitter. At Venice Mace. Do you want?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. What should mine be?
What you have your ideas? You know the.
I like yours
for us.
I like yours for what we just said. Donuts for dinner.
I don't know the donuts.
That would get me to buy the book.
You think so? Donuts for dinner.
It has to be about your life, but also funny and catchy, and would get me to buy the book. It's pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. What do you got?
I was thinking about Be Right There. Be right there. I'll be right there. No,
be right there.
Yeah, that's kind of how I live my life.
Late. Okay, yeah, I'll be right there.
I'll be right there.
I'll be right there.
Yeah. Be right there.
Not bad.
That's all right.
I would keep it up. Yeah, I don't know.
What if I told you?
Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one.
What if I told you is a great title.
That is a good one. I don't know if I have the trademark for that.
Oh, wait a minute. So, okay, here we go. The title of the book is this.
What if I told you?
And then the subtitle, you know how there's always a subtitle?
Yeah.
The subtitle is...
I honestly don't think I farted in 2 months.
<There you go.
laughs> That would sell.
That would absolutely sell. Or that one. Yeah, that one or that too. One. All right, Bergman, so what do you think? Your autobiography.
I was thinking of something a little bit longer, though. So I said, From Ashes to Slightly Above Ashes, How to Succeed in Mediocrity.
Okay.
That's a good one.
I think that's good.
That's a good one.
I think that's good.
I mean, it's about right.
You hit mediocrity most days.
It's a stretch goal.
Mediocre is a stretch goal for you.
That's why it's slightly above the ashes.
Yes, exactly.
Not really.
I like
them.
That. Yeah. Jorge?
I would call mine 4 mile walk. When my mom and I, like, my mom was a single mother for a while.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And we were going through this tough, like a rough patch.
Right.
We used to walk 4 miles from the apartment building where we lived. All the way to this one street where we had to take the bus, and she would drop us off at school, and then from there
that's a long walk.
Yeah,
it's a 4 miles. So I would call it 4 mile walk because it's been a journey.
Wow,
that's good.
Yeah.
See,
that's like epic and all.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's all heartfelt and epic.
Yeah, it is heartfelt. You want heartfelt? I like that.
I mean, probably if I wanted to sell a lot of books, I would do the What If I Told You.
Yeah.
But I probably should do something about behind the scenes or.
Well, that's what your subtitle. Yeah. You know. Sneaky
off the
reporter.
Record. I could call it
sneaky reporter.
No, I could call it off the record.
Off, yeah.
That's good too.
That's good. That's
then
good.
You have to put all of your stories that are off the record on the book.
No, there's a lot of stories that are not off the record that are really exciting.
Yeah.
I tell a lot of stories on the air Mona that I don't write.
Tell a lot of stories on the air.
Sure. Yeah. No, I know you do. But would you ever tell any of your off the stories? What would it take you to get you to tell all the off the record stories?
Oh. Well, there's degrees of off the record.
Right.
But like, could you ever write everything? Or do you know stuff that you could never, ever, under any circumstances, write? Because I know I have a few stories that I would never, ever, ever tell.
So like the Daniel Snyder thing. Like, if Daniel Snyder wants to blow up the entire NFL, he's going to put out every story that he knows. What would it take to get you to do that?
Every story.
Everyone.
Ooh.
Or would there ever be a circumstance where you would do it?
So it's different because a lot of the stories that fall into this category are just sourcing. So like, I could tell the story, but I would just not identify the source.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff that the reason why it's difficult is because I'd have to out the direct source. Like, so-and-so gave me this, or why they gave it to me, or they had it out for so-and-so. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of stuff of like how you get information that it's wrong to tell people how you got it.
Right.
Like, it's not so much that I'm protecting anybody. It's just it's not right to do this. I mean, like, if you told me something in confidence, you say, please don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody. That right. You wouldn't write. Yeah, see, yeah. I know a couple of stories that, like, I would never, ever tell.
Yeah,
even in a book, ever.
Is it about you, about somebody else?
Somebody else.
You would never
There's tell. Very little I won't say about me.
So, but, like, I'm sure you know stuff about Ireland that you would never tell.
Yeah, or other public figures.
Yeah, like, okay like, it falls in, like to me... I could probably tell a lot of the stories. I just wouldn't use the names.
Right.
Like, okay, let's, okay, we were talking about Woj,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
you're
going to
drop some dirt on Woj?
No. All right. But I know him really well.
Yeah.
Like, we're friends. We know each other really well. He's a really interesting guy. And as a writer, there's a part of me that goes, God, somebody could write a really good story on you one day. Like,
yeah.
A really good, but I don't mean just, you know, who you are as a, like, I'm not talking about outing how he gets information,
right,
or how
sure.
He wrote reports or whatever it is, just like the person you are. Like, if I told Sliwa how we collaborate on stories, he would just totally geek out.
Right.
Sliwa, like, has a man crush or something.
He
like,
does.
Like, House of Cards, okay? Why did we like that show? Because you talked about how the sausage is made, how
yes.
The bills get passed, the operations of power.
Yep.
I think the behind the scenes of how information is reported and disseminated and written and how people navigate the world that we're all in would make a great TV show one day.
I know a story about you I wouldn't tell.
Yeah, I think you do.
What is it?
Nope.
Nope. It's a very funny story.
It is funny.
Do you know anything
about...
Will
you ever tell that story?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, someday.
Yeah, we could do that one.
We'll do that someday.
Someday?
Yeah, someday.
Ooh,
yeah.
Now I
Not
know.
Today. It's
yeah.
A good one.
Do you know anything about Jorge or I that we wouldn't want out on the air? I don't know. I don't think we put anything out there.
You're pretty good. Like, okay.
No, I don't think I have any dirt on you guys.
I was getting nervous the other day when I saw Elon Musk bought Twitter.
Yeah. Oh,
I was like, do I need to delete all my DMs
yes,
now?
Yes, you do.
You do.
So what's he going to do? Is he going to go through and expose your DMs?
I don't know.
If he's going to do that.
I just don't trust him. I think you just have to assume he's going to do something.
Yeah.
Although I don't think on Elon Musk's to-do list is search through Ramona Shelburne's DMs.
I don't think he's going to care who it is. Like, he's very much Lex Luthor or, you know, Dr.
Doom
now.
Luthor.
Yeah.
He's a supervillain. That's what he is.
He is.
And now he's going to go after my DMs.
By the way, my title, just for the record.
What?
It's The High Life, Story of a Gay, Stories from a Gay Bipolar Stoner.
Okay.
That's perfect.
The highlight.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, I think that's sketchy. I think that's sketchy. Yeah. All right, so tonight the World Series starts. And can I just say something about baseball?
Yeah.
Baseball, they have the worst TV deals of all time. You know, even if you want to watch, and I sort of quit watching after the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Not sort of. I completely quit watching after the Dodgers were eliminated. But, I mean, seriously, they are on how many channels? They're on TBS...
TNT,
Fox. Fox, Apple, Peacock, ESPN. It's like, you never know where baseball is
going to
be.
I have no idea where to find it.
Yeah, and every year, because I never watch FS1, every year I'm like, what number
I know,
is FS1?
Every year, same.
Yeah.
Same, and then they switch too, so you're just when you find what station the Dodgers are on,
all
they
of a sudden,
switch it the
Ernie
next
Johnson.
Time.
Yeah.
Like, what the heck? If I wanted to watch the Tampa Bay Rays, I wouldn't.
Correct. Like, so now tonight the world tonight the World Series starts. Now, if there's one thing Angelinos can agree on, it is we effing hate the Houston Astros. They are the worst. And here's the thing about the Astros. They've won in this area, in this run, just one World Series.
Yeah, same as the Dodgers.
And theirs was tainted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them to get that other World Series. So can we all root for Philly? Can we agree that Philly is the team we're going to root for in the World Series? They are tremendous underdogs.
Mm.
They are huge underdogs. But they have that destiny feel to them, like the Nationals a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Or like the Angels when they won the wild card.
And they got long hair and beards.
Yeah. And I like their manager,
Rob Thompson.
Generic guy, Rob Thompson.
I literally did not even know who it was until the other day.
No, me either.
I still thought Joe Girardi was there.
Yeah.
I think I was like, oh, who's that?
He got blown out early. Yeah. Bergman, can we root for the Phillies?
If I have to, I will. I mean, baseball ended a couple weeks ago. But yes, go Phillies. Let's go Phils. Fighting Phils. Something else with Phils.
You're not into it.
No, I just, baseball ended.
Jorge?
No, nah.
Here I am.
The only red team I root for are the Niners. That's it.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, that's the other thing. They're a red team. It's very difficult for me to root for any team that's red.
Do you not have any red teams that you root for?
Not one.
I don't think I root for any red teams either.
USC is red.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not red. It's Cardinal.
Oh, stop.
It's Cardinal.
Say that again.
It's Cardinal and gold. Straight up red. It's Cardinal.
I'm pretty sure it's the Stanford Cardinal and that USC is crimson, maybe.
No. Cardinal and gold.
How could you be Cardinal? We're Cardinal.
No, that's your nickname.
No,
your
we're
Cardinal.
It is. Our colors are Cardinal.
Well, ours are Cardinal and gold.
Really? Let's look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
No, it is. It is.
It's Cardinal. Cardinal. I mean, I go to a lot of the games. I see people wearing Cardinal.
But it is. No, they're red gold. Team. All the red teams are evil. If you think of any team in any sport, if they're red, they're an evil team. It's just how it works.
It is how it works. And we'll talk about the evil team that's coming to town on Sunday coming up next. And the thing I just don't effing care about anymore. There is something I am so over. It's so played out. I'm so tired of talking about it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. We'll do that. That's actually a pretty good tease. We'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.